إلا الله والله أكبر. صدقه ربه. That person who says لا إله إلا الله, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to him, and Allah Pak says, فقال لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. In other words, Allah Pak is responding. This person, as he's saying these words, he's reading these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testifying and he's responding to what this person is saying. Allah is saying, لا إله إلا أنا, that there is no God except me, وأنا أكبر, and I am the greatest. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, when this person says this words, there is لا إله إلا الله وحده, there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak is alone, لا شريك له, he has no partner. قال يقول لا إله إلا أنا وحدي لا شريك لي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says that there is no God, there is no worthy of worship except me. I am alone, I have no partners. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد, and the person says these words, لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the kingdom, is all kingdom, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, قال لا إله إلا أنا للملك ولي الحمد, أنا لي الملك ولي الحمد. Allah Pak says, لا إله إلا أنا, that there is no worthy of worship, there is no God besides me, and for me belongs the kingdom, and for me belongs all praise. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, when this person says these words, لا إله إلا الله, very powerful words, none worthy of worship, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, that there is no power and there is no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak responds, قال لا إله إلا أنا ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no worthy of worship except me, and there is no power and there is no might except with me. وكان يقول من قالها في مرضه ثم مات لم تطعمه النار. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said this at the end of this hadith, that that person that says this in his illness, and then he passes away, the fire of Jahannam will not consume that person. Such a beautiful thing. Yeah, ulama explained that how much time we got for a person who's a downtrodden, who's a simpleton. People don't really have time for that type of person. But here a person who's sick, a person who's got nobody to turn to, and he's saying these words, and Allah Pak is replying to every sentence he's saying. Allah Pak is testifying, Allah Pak is showing that I've got time for you, my banda. I've got moments for you. You are taking my words in your sickness, you are taking my name in your sickness, I'm responding to you. And then if you happen to pass away like this, then the fire of Jahannam won't consume you. If you've taken these beautiful words, even in your last sickness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates every single person, unlike the leaders and the kings of today, don't have time for the common people. Therefore, average common person taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Istihbabi Su'ali Ahlil Maridi An Halihi, the desirability of asking the family of the sick person about the sick person. Yeah, this chapter is very important because one of the reasons is not everyone can visit a sick person all the time. Because what happens sometimes is you may be causing takleef to the sick person by continuously visiting him. He may be sick for a prolonged period of time, and continuously visiting him on a daily basis may cause this person takleef. Or sometimes the sick person's condition is such that he can't accept too many visitors. So here there is desirability and there is preferability to find out from his family how is he feeling, how is he keeping. So that in itself is something that is regarded as great in our Sharia. And it's also part of the etiquette of visiting a sick person. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes, Al-iyadatu fuwaqa naqatin. Al-iyadatu fuwaqa naqatin. That visiting a sick person is to the extent of milking a camel. The ulama explained what is the meaning of fuwaq. Fuwaq here means that when a person, if you've seen anybody milking anything, when you press the udder and you allow the milk to come out, and then you leave it for a short while, and then you press it again. The time it takes between the pressing of the udders for the two milkings, that is referred to one of the explanations of fuwaq. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that let your visiting be very brief. How long it takes between releasing that udder and then pressing it again? Not long. It doesn't take very long. But to explain and show us that the visiting of a sick person must be something that very, very short. Sometimes we don't realize you're causing takleef to the sick person by spending too much of time there and taking away his rest, etc. It's mentioned about, as Sidri Saqdi rahmatullahi alayhi, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, that one group of people came to visit him. And they came there to visit with the niyat of taking du'as from him. So they requested for du'as and then they carried on staying there by him because he was sleeping. And then again when he woke up, again they found a chance to come again asking for du'as. So like that they were continuously waiting there to take his du'as. But this was not the right thing for them to have done, because a sick person you visit quickly and then you go with. So this time when he woke up, he said, Hazrat, please make dua for us. So he picked up his hand and he made this dua. They do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us the adab of visiting a sick person. So they also got the message. Pious people, they need to send a message, but they do it in such a way that they try not to make a person feel bad. Such a nice, beautiful way. So he picked up his hand and said, Allah, teach us the etiquette of visiting a sick person. There is an incident of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. He was a great muhaddis. That one person came there to visit him. Now this person is not going at all. He's staying there with him full time. He's not moving at all. So Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, and he also needed to send a message. So he said, one is the difficulty a person is, so he's indirectly saying, one is the difficulty a person experiences by being sick, and the other is the difficulty when people come see him and they stay there for so long. So this person still didn't get the message. So he told him, Hazrat, what I can do is I can lock the door, so nobody can come in. So Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi told him, Jiha, very good, lock the door. Do me one favor, lock the door from outside. This is the hikmat and the wisdom of our great people. So anyway, the lesson we learn from here is that when we're visiting a sick person also, make sure that this visit actually brings comfort to him, a very quick visit. Sometimes a person goes to hospital, they only allow two people at a time in, and at that time also the wife is only allowed to come there at that moment. But because so many people are coming, she also doesn't get a chance to see the husband. So all this must be considered before a sick person is being visited. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought this chapter. Chapter on the desirability of asking the family about the sick person, because sometimes it might not be the most appropriate thing to go and visit the sick person. So the hadith, أن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه خرج من عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في وجع الذي توفي فيه. Look at this, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, he was the cousin of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's saying that Hazrat Ali رضي الله عنه, who was the son-in-law of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, had come out from visiting Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم in his last illness. In other words, he understood that this was the last illness of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So not too many people went to see him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was a son-in-law and cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had come out. So look at Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, what he's doing. He could have also went inside to see and find out what the condition. He didn't do that. Hadith goes further to see, وَقَالَ النَّاسِ يَا أَبَا الْحَسَنِ كَيْفَ أَصْبَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. People started asking Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu al-Hasan, his laqab was, father of Hasan radiallahu anhu. Abu al-Hasan, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spend the morning? قَالَ أَصْبَحَ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ بَارِئًا. Then he said that he appears, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appears to be better this morning. He looked at him and appears better this morning. So from here this hadith is that the people didn't just rush in to go and meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the son-in-law came out, they took the khabar, they took the message from him, how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feeling. It teaches that sometimes we take the message from some family person, inshallah we'll get the reward as though we visited this sick person also, because our niyat was we didn't want to cause extra taklif. The sick person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing these beautiful adab, these beautiful etiquettes in our lives and making it part and parcel of our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.